The Fairbanks 4 case was back before the Ninth Circuit because the city asked it to reconsider a previous ruling that said the 4 are not barred by a past Supreme Court precedent that requires judicially proven innocence to file a civil rights suit. The Fairbanks 4 convictions were instead vacated under a 2015 settlement with the state. And attorney Mike Kramer, who represents two of the 4, says Friday's ruling creates new legal ground.
The three-judge decision is binding law, which, you know, certainly helps the Fairbanks 4, but also any future victims who, in the civil rights case.
This case creates a circuit split. That is, we think the Ninth Circuit decision is different from the law in the rest of the country.
City Attorney Matt Singer emphasizes that one of the three judges on the panel dissented, and it's not the first time the Ninth Circuit has been less than unanimous on the Fairbanks 4 case.
There are now as many dissenting judges as there are judges who voted in favor of this decision, and we'll be evaluating a potential petition for review to the United States Supreme Court.
Meanwhile, Fairbanks 4 attorney Kramer is optimistic about the case going to trial, but also highlights the potential for a settlement, noting current outcry over racially biased policing across the country.
We hope that, you know, the city, particularly in light of recent events, you know, reviews its posture. Does it, you know, really want to continue to defend what its all-white police force did back in the 90s, you know, against these Alaska Native defendants.
Three of the Fairbanks 4, George Fries, Marvin Roberts, and Eugene Vent, are Alaska Native, and Kevin Pease is American Indian. The men were convicted of the 1997 beating death of Fairbanks teen John Hartman. But another Fairbanks man, William Holmes, who is already imprisoned for other killings, testified in 2015 that he and a group of friends, not the Fairbanks 4, are responsible. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.